Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today, we really have an amazing show lined up for you. And although I've been privileged to have a co-host in the studio most of this new year as we've been broadcasting, Dr. Joni Bakavoy. Joni, I am really thankful that you're doing this show with me today.
Well, you're welcome. I'm really honored to be part of this, and I know why. You're very happy.
So I'm really thankful to have Joni Bakavoy co-hosting the show with me. Joni, why don't you let the folks in on the secret as to what the topic is today?
Well, we have a great topic because it has to do with women, and it's something that hits all women. So it has to do with perimenopause, menopause, and it's something that we need to address in a better way.
And I just want to speak to the guys who are tuning in. This is really important stuff for you to understand about the ladies in your life. If you think you're nowhere close to that age, women can go through early menopause just about any time. And literally some of them go through it because they have surgical issues. This is a really important topic. And we're just so thankful to have two real champions in this field joining us. They're both incredibly wise, but one of them was wise enough to marry into the DeRose family. Pam DeRose is married to my youngest brother, Jim. Pam, it's great to have you with us on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, David.
And you've got another great, insightful woman sitting beside you as we're doing the interview. Tell us about who she is, Pam, and then we'll hear from her.
This is my good friend, Julie Fedeli, who I've known for about 15 years, who is a dynamo and champion of women and an amazing health coach and healer.
Julie, you have an amazing background. You're not just known in women's health circles, but you've been in some of the largest organizations in the finance industry. Tell us a little bit about this diverse background of yours, and then we'll turn it back over to Pam.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you. We feel, both of us, very honored to be here, and we feel very honored to be speaking with Joni, too. And, you know, our intention is really to support women. Both of us have been committed to supporting women for over 30 years. So you can see us. We may look young, but we're elders. So we're using our wisdom now. And yes, I've had a really diverse background. So has Pam. We've both been entrepreneurs. I think the value of reaching this age as a woman is, you know, both of us have raised children as well as had very successful businesses. So as I said earlier, now we're using our wisdom in a bigger way to really advocate for really healing women. Women really need our support. So we're happy to be here now.
That's really interesting. And I think that's fantastic that you're actually being able to use what you've learned to share. You know, that's actually something in our tribal communities that's really important, is we look to our elders. Now, you're not real elder, but we look to those who are elders to share their wisdom and help make things better, because that's really the whole goal, is making things better.
So, Pam, we're interested a little bit more in your background. I mean, I know it because you're family, but tell us a little bit about your journey.
So I have an MBA, and I've always had a career in business. However, my passion has been health and wellness, even while I was in the business world. I'm a raw food chef. I'm a vegan chef. I'm a certified health coach, and I've been coaching for about 15, 20 years at this point. And I see, as I've been aging, how much support women need to keep themselves healthy and to stop suffering as they age.
Thank you. That actually is very helpful, because I think one thing with that is we know that, you know, being able to put together, like you're talking about the food, I think is a really important aspect. And some of the things that it sounds like you've done for yourself are things that you can now apply and help other women look at strategies that can help them as they're aging.
So Joni, as you and I were talking about this show, and Julie and Pam have been getting a lot of visibility lately. They've got a book that's been getting a lot of traction. We'll talk about that some. But I know, Dr. Bakavoy, you've been looking into their work. You've visited their website. What are you excited about as far as this show? And I'll let you kind of just start from that springboard and jump right into dialoguing with these ladies.
Well, I think the very first thing that jumped out at me is they were advocates. And so I love that focus of an advocacy, because that means that somebody else understands and wants to help make things better. And so I liked that right from the start, that they were advocates and that they have a background where they understand where other people are coming through, other women are coming through. And they know some of the gaps. I think that was the other big thing. And I think that's, you know, as I looked at the different things that they've done, I know that there's the video and they in the future are making a course that's going to be online. But I know that they have already found ways to help women understand and address some of the things that they're going through and prevent. So it's like being proactive. So not so much preventing, but being proactive.
So tell us the story of the book. I mean, tell us a little bit about it. Just give the, you know, kind of the elevator speech about this book that's out there that's been getting all this buzz. Maybe I'm dreaming, but I thought I saw a picture of the book on Times Square or something. So maybe it's a dream I had, but give us a little background.
So Julie and I connected, I mean, post-COVID, we kind of, you know, we lost touch with people during COVID. Julie and I connected and had lunch in May of 2022. And I shared with her my own perimenopausal journey. And I was the girl who went from doctor to doctor trying to figure out what is going on with me. I have always been healthy. I exercise. I eat clean. I drink water. I sleep. I do all the good things. And I really struggled. And really, it culminated for me when I was in the hospital for about 4 days, getting a whole cardiac workup because heart problems run in my family. And no doctor could find anything wrong with me. And it was finally a female cardiologist who came in and said to me, "You might be in perimenopause." And what I was having were heart palpitations, but I did not even know that was a thing. And first of all, I'd never heard the word perimenopause, not to mention that I didn't know that heart palpitations were a symptom of perimenopause. And that conversation sent me into a deep dive. And I thought, with all I know and with all the people that I know, if I'm struggling at this stage of life, what is the average woman in this country doing? I shared that with Julie and said, "I want to do something to help other women." And she said,
"Yes, I've been thinking the same thing. And I wanted to create a course that offered women accessibility and also was evergreen, meaning that it could be around forever and we could continue to tweak it and improve it as things are changing." And in May of 2022, the menopause midlife movement really hadn't gained any traction. And now there really is a very large movement. Pam and I are very grateful to be part of that. And we actually began to write the course. And then, as goodness would have it, we actually met a woman who was an incredible book mentor. And she said, "You should write a book, actually, and that could be an entry into the course." And when we began writing the book, we say we didn't realize when you title a book called Midlife Upgrade that prepare yourself for midlife upgrade. So the two of us, I mean, Pam had the perimenopause experience, as did I. I had postpartum combined with perimenopause because my son was born when I was 38. We did not, again, we did not really know the word perimenopause until a few years ago, which is unbelievable considering that that's very much a part of a woman's experience, right? And so we began to create the book and have different chapters that we personally had experienced and knew that would really benefit women. And then we, in the book, have a lot of women's stories, which is why I think the book has been so successful. Because women don't talk about this. Menopause is taboo, and it's just not something that women want to talk about.
And see, I love it that you have stories, because in Native culture, that is big. Actually, in any culture, I think it's big, but it's really big in Native culture. So that's a great way to share information, and other people can say, "Then I relate."
And let's jump on to Dr. Bacavoy's comment. Let's have you guys tell us a story. Draw us into this topic. Tell us the story and how maybe something in your book would help someone going through that very experience.
I will tell you, I wrote about my story, not to make it all about me, but I started with brain fog, where my brain went offline. I went to my OBGYN, who told me I was depressed. And I'm like, I don't think I'm depressed. I think my brain is not working. I did not take antidepressants because I did not think that was my problem. Then it was going to an orthopedic doctor because my shoulder hurt and my joints hurt when I was exercising. And I'm like, there must be something going on. I don't know. I just shared with you the chest pain story or what I thought were chest pains. I had weight gain. I had all of these really bizarre things happening to me. And frankly, I live such a clean lifestyle that I thought, menopause, I'm going to cruise right through, no problem. And it was the exact opposite. And I think by sharing those stories, it allows other women to share their stories. And it really allows women to be seen, which I think a lot of midlife women feel very unseen. So we love to share stories.
Well, I love that. And I think it's not only for the women that are going through it, but also for those who are taking care of them. So the men, this is a good opportunity. Maybe you should write the men version of this. And then, you know, the healthcare community, I think it's really important for them to have that perspective. Because I know my own friends, when you were talking about that, I haven't had as bad a problem, but I've had friends who have had tremendous problem. And that's what happens in the healthcare community. They think you need to be on an antidepressant. And there's so many other ways that you can address what they're going through. So I really appreciate that. By the way, where is your book if somebody wants to get that book? Is it online?
Yeah, on Amazon Prime. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble. And they could also email us and we can send it out to them if they would prefer that too.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned the email was care@midlifeupgrade.com.
care@midlifeupgrade.com.
Okay. And that's where your website is as well, midlifeupgrade.com?
Yes.
Okay. And the name of the book again?
Midlife Upgrade, A Girlfriend's Guide to Finding Your Power in the Pause.
I love that. I love that. That is really good. Thank you so much.
So it sounds like all we've got to remember is two words, midlife upgrade.
Yes.
If we remember those two words, we can go to the website, midlifeupgrade.com. And if we really feel like no one's caring for us or we're not getting enough care, care@midlifeupgrade.com. We'll actually reach either Pam or Julie, one of the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay, before we have to step away, we're going to be trying to do kind of a deep dive into the book on this broadcast. Why should someone stick with us? What kind of topics are we going to cover as we move forward together?
We think it's very important. Women are very usually naturally caretakers. And we take care of our children, we take care of our partners, we take care of our parents, we take care of our communities. And we think it's also very important in midlife. Women really need to attend to themselves. Pam has shared her story. I have a very similar story with postpartum perimenopause and menopause. And it's been imperative that we address and we begin to take the focus also onto ourselves and what we need for our health and our well-being.
So if I'm hearing you ladies right, this is not just a book of doctors' quotes, but this is something, a kind of a journey where you're going with people through this change of life period and really coming alongside of people and supporting them. Am I distilling that correctly?
Yes,
100%.
And there are other books out there that are written by doctors. This is one of the very few that are written by two girlfriends that are telling you what we went through and how you can help yourself.
And I love that aspect to it because, you know, like you said, I'm a physician, of course, but sometimes we're just not connecting with people. You know, like when you guys said, you know, no one's heard of perimenopause, I said, hey, we studied that first week of medical school. Really? People don't know about this stuff? Maybe it wasn't the first week, but a lot of us are blindsided as physicians. And I think it really helps to hear from people who've been on the journey themselves, who are still on the journey, helping folks. That's where we're headed. We do have to step away. I'm Dr. David DeRose, my co-host, Dr. Joni Bacavoy. I've got Julie Fedeli and Pam DeRose. They're our guests, authors of Midlife Upgrade at midlifeupgrade.com. A whole lot more coming up on today's show. Stay by with us.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA Service Center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose with my co-host, Dr. Joni Bakavoy. Joni, I don't know about you, but even though this topic isn't supposed to be all that engaging for me, maybe, I'm already very excited about this. How are you feeling about having Pam DeRose and Julie Fedeli on the show with us?
Oh, this is fantastic. I'm already thinking of how I can share the information they've already shared with my girlfriends.
So for those who are just jumping on, they haven't been with us from the top of the hour. Joni, just give us a quick rundown of what we're tackling on this broadcast.
So we are actually talking with two advocates who are helping women as they go through perimenopause and menopause and help them to be proactive and understand what it is, what are the symptoms, and what are things that they can do to address some of that or who to connect with to help make things better. And I thought it was really interesting that just being healthy alone doesn't mean you're not going to go through some of these issues and have some of these challenges.
So, Julie, we heard a bit about Pam's story. We haven't really heard your side of it. You got very engaged in this topic because this was personal for you. This isn't just something you decided to take a week off and go to the library and do some research. Tell us your story.
Well, I actually did a pivot in my 20s from finance, and I became a healing practitioner. I was trained for 6 years, actually. And I attracted a client base of women who had fertility issues and autoimmune challenges. Now, this was in the late 90s and early 2000s, so a while ago. And there was very little information. There was no internet. And so I was wondering, why were so many women suffering? And then when my son was born, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune challenge. And I began to reach out to authors of books to interview them to try to do a deeper dive on why somebody who was very healthy, eating very well for a long time, would have a raging autoimmune illness. So in doing so, I began to have a larger client base of women who were challenged in that way. And I was very, very fortunate and was able to heal myself, actually, so my autoimmune is in remission. But nonetheless, my postpartum, because I was 38, was also at the same time I began perimenopause. And again, I didn't know what perimenopause was until I was in my late 50s. So it was very different. And as Pam shared too, was recommended things that weren't helping. And so I did, as I said, a very deep dive into what would heal me and then just really began to support other women.
So Joni, we're talking about this perimenopausal period. Is this something you've dealt with much in your educational efforts? I mean, I'll be upfront. As an internal medicine specialist who does not deal with menopausal issues per se, I mean, I'm referring my patients to gynecologists and, you know, obstetricians typically, you know, OBGYN often together, but the gynecology end of it are addressing this. I'm not usually even explaining to people perimenopause. Is that something you've done, Dr. McAvoy, in your educational work?
Oh, absolutely. But I think, again, I'm a woman. And so it's an opportunity to look at it from different lens. But I'll tell you, perimenopause isn't addressed as much as menopause. And yet, the more I read about it, that's where you really need to start understanding what this menopause is, you know, peri and then regular menopause, because everybody has a different story. But there's certain things that everybody has in common. And so I think it's just really important to address.
So we need your help, ladies. I mean, give us some definitions. Like, we got folks listening to this thing. Well, they're talking about perimenopause. Am I in it or not? How do I know?
We're laughing, but it's not very funny. I mean, it really isn't. So I had frozen shoulder. Nobody knew what that was. That's very, very common. I mean, we had my mood swings, right? And estrogen fluctuates a lot during perimenopause. It can start as early as 35. And menopause, average age of menopause, the end of menses, is 51. Mm-hmm. So there's a decline of progesterone, a decline of testosterone. These are hormones that both men and women have. And estrogen, as I said, fluctuates. So your hormones are changing, right? It is an opportunity really for, again, wisdom, gaining wisdom, but really going through, as Pam and I call them, fire swamps, you know, and there are how many different symptoms, like 126 or some incredible number.
Well, really, the scary thing is there's no one specialty that owns perimenopause or menopause. So what tends to happen is a woman is going from doctor to doctor trying to get help for each symptom when all of the symptoms may either be perimenopause or thyroid, because your thyroid has hormones as well. So there's a lot of confusion around this stage of life.
And I'm really glad you mentioned the thyroid topic, because for whatever reason, I don't know that anyone has explained this, but we do see a lot more thyroid illness in women than we do in men, yet it's fairly prevalent in both genders. And so definitely want that on the radar screen as well. You know, so many people with fatigue, weight gain, other symptoms, digestive symptoms, cardiac symptoms. So as you wrote that book, Midlife Upgrade or Midlife Upgrade at midlifeupgrade.com, we're trying to understand if someone's saying, well, is this worth investing in? How do you lay out the book? We're talking about some of these symptoms kind of elusive, and someone's saying, well, what draws me in? I mean, why would I pick this up? Why would this help me right now?
Well, we do talk about perimenopause and menopause. We talk about one of the things we do. We have a whole chapter on your endocrine system. When we do a book talk, we ask the room, how many people know what your endocrine system is? Nobody raises their hand. So people don't even understand their own bodies. We also cover topics like self-care, food, grief, money, relationships, all topics that affect midlife women that they don't really talk about.
It sounds like whole person care, and that just makes me so excited, because you're not just focusing on one thing. You're really looking at everything. And what a wonderful opportunity for people to say, hey, I'm not just going to address this one symptom, but there's all this other stuff that I need help with. And now I come to a place where we're looking at my whole person.
You know, the feedback we've gotten about the book is that women really feel seen and heard. And we need that, right? And we need that from our practitioners, our providers as well. But the book is something, we have a whole list of actually blood tests that are recommended Our book has been reviewed by physicians so that it is very compliant. So the information in there is accurate and is very helpful. But women really feel like, oh, these two gals, they understand. And then they have more information so they can support themselves.
So let's talk about some of the self-care material, because I want to give people who've listened to the show some of these tools that you've been so great to pull together in the book.
So one of our big boxes in self-care is sleep. Like Julie had mentioned, women, we are the caretakers. We are, you know, doing the grocery shopping, cleaning the house, taking care of the meals, taking care of kids, partners. And so we tend to put ourselves last on the list. One of the things, as we get older, that behavior catches up to you. So we talk a lot about getting plenty of rest, having a sleep routine so you can wind down at the end of the day, having a morning routine so that you can get up and feel refreshed and feel like you can take on the day. So sleep is number one on the self-care list.
Joni, I'm wondering about this. Have you, in your training, did you get much exposure to what we call chronobiology, the science of time?
Not a whole lot. Tell me more.
So when I was in medical school, we did have an expert, a physiologist, who talked to us about chronobiology. It's the study of time. People have heard of circadian rhythms, you know, daily rhythms in the body. There's circaseptan rhythms that are seven-day rhythms. There's, of course, monthly rhythms that, you know, every woman is aware of. But what's fascinating with what you're sharing, Pam, is one of the things that we know when it comes to these 24-hour or circadian rhythms is the power of routine. So there's actually a German term that's used in the English literature. They're called Zeitgebers. The German term literally means time giver. So when we do something in a habitual pattern, it allows our body to lock into it. So as you were talking, Pam, about sleep, if every night before I go to sleep, let's say I take a warm bath or a shower, do any kind of routine thing, it allows the body to cue into that and start to wind down. So this is really profound, kind of, you know, cutting edge science. Even though we've heard about it for years, I don't see a lot of people translating that in a practical way. So I so appreciate you talking about routine and structure, because this is really huge. What about other things, Julie, when it comes to lifestyle?
Well, also, really, drinking alcohol is out for menopause. It really contributes to restlessness in terms of sleep. And also, obviously, there's been a lot of research done on that it's very unhealthy for the body. So that is definitely one important thing, as well as choosing to eat whole foods and eating as close to nature as possible, right? So that's very, very important. Drinking plenty of water. All these things are very intuitive, right? But in our busy lives, for women especially, we can neglect these things. So the warm bath before bed, all of these things really are very nourishing, right? Supporting mind, body, spirit. And that's what we're trying, you know, with the book also, to bring the attention back to the woman, to really begin to make decisions that really serve her.
I love that. That sounds like there's some practical things people can do. And I know sleep is a big issue. You want people to know that there are things that they can do to address it, not just pop a pill, but there's other things that they can do to address it.
We've got to step away just briefly here. Dr. Joni Bakovoy, Dr. David DeRose, we're your hosts. Pam DeRose, Julie Fedeli, our guests. We've got a lot more coming up. Practical things that can help you on your journey through life if you're a woman, if you're a man. Really important stuff for you to understand as well. Stay tuned for our second half. It'll be right up after this.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to the second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose with my co-host, Dr. Joni Bakavoy. Joni, this has been quite the show. I know you are getting, it seems, even more and more enthused. Folks who know about our work, some of us have actually been interviewed by us at Native gatherings. We were doing shows at the National Indian Health Board together, you, my wife Sonia, and I, there in the Phoenix, Arizona area. But we're recording this show virtually. So we're actually all looking at each other on a video platform and recording the audio. So I could just see the enthusiasm of these ladies as they're interacting, and hopefully they see that I'm enthusiastic as well. Is that showing, Joni?
It is.
So we want to come back to the book, but more than that, we want to talk about, this is really not just a book that's floating around out in the bibliospace, if there's such a thing, but it's a book that really is crystallizing to some extent a movement. You ladies, when I hear about Pam DeRose, it's like, well, where is she now? You ladies are traveling all over the country and maybe even overseas. You've got some important events coming up. We are recording in February of 2026. This, we still have about a 4-week lag between the recording and the airing of shows. Might be a little shorter this time. But you've got some events coming up this month, other stuff coming out. Talk with us a little bit about this whole stratosphere of perimenopause and menopause.
Yeah, as we said earlier, when we first met in May of 2022 and began writing the book, there was no menopause midlife movement really to speak of, and it has gained incredible momentum. And since, I think we've hosted 6 events, we've attended multiple events, and most recently in September, we hosted Menopalooza. It was a 4-hour extravaganza with actually a female DJ. And we had multiple speakers on different topics. We sold out that event. And at the end of February, we're hosting an event that's a documentary screening, M Factor 2, Before the Pause. Mm-hmm. It's all about perimenopause. We have had the opportunity to preview it. Mm-hmm. And men are actually part of that film. There is a men's group, and couples are actually interviewed about the experience being a couple during perimenopause, and the men talking about how they are supporting the women in their lives during perimenopause. So the screening will happen. We have a live panel. We have Q&A. We have gift bags that are fantastic. We are event producers, along with being midlife women, along with all the other things. So it's been an absolute joy for us, actually.
And ultimately, the M Factor 2 will be screened on NPR. If you sign up for our newsletter at midlifeupgrade.com, we'd be happy to share the details. We will be sharing the details as the film becomes available to the public.
So I love this. You guys are setting up a whole community. and people can access it. Joni, are you taking this down so when people call us, we can give this information?
I am. And actually, we need to refer back to their website, which is themidlifeupgrade.com. And that's where they can get all the information. And I already signed up for your newsletter because I'm really excited.
So is it Midlife Upgrade, just two words?
Yes.
Okay, midlifeupgrade.com. And Dr. Bhakavoy, I know you do so much in Indian country with health education. I know you've worked a lot with diabetes lately, but I'm just wondering, I mean, is what these ladies doing, do you see applications for it in some of the tribal groups that you work with?
Oh, absolutely. Huge, huge. So I looked at their website and they mentioned about 120 symptoms, some that could be perimenopause and menopause. But the top five are things that we address all the time. It was weight gain, memory, concentration issues, stress and anxiety, difficulty with sleep, which they talked about, and then fatigue. Those are huge. And all of those are issues. Then they also talked about eating clean, eating more whole plant-based foods, drinking water, and these other things that people can do. So there's some practical things that they can do to address some of these symptoms. So yeah, definitely have something that we could use in Indian country for sure. And talking with the men, I think, is really important too, because it's not just about the women, because all the women have men in their life and all the men have women in their life in one way or form.
Now, we're grateful to see, as we've been doing book talks, some women are bringing their husbands. And it's really been a powerful conversation because the men are like, what can I do to help? Which is great. We love to see that.
So, Julie and Pam, are you guys so booked out that if someone in Indian country wanted to get you guys to come out and do a seminar or a book talk, are you available for stuff like that?
We would cancel anything to do that because we feel very, very strongly. I live in downtown Chicago, right? Pam's in the suburbs. Uh-huh. A lot of the women here have access to good resources and are still suffering. So we actually really want to have more women have an opportunity to have these discussions. So believe me, we would 100%.
Absolutely.
Wherever you need us, we'll go.
So the best way to reach you, is it through the website? Is it through the email? What's the best way for someone to contact you?
Either way. So you can sign up for our newsletter on midlifeupgrade.com. Or if you want to reach us directly, care@midlifeupgrade.com.
So Dr. Bhakavoy, we want to make this show practical as possible. Not that it hasn't been practical already. I think people are realizing that there's ladies who've been on the same journey with them who are putting resources out there, inviting them to join a community. We've already talked about some of the lifestyle things. Joni, what other things do you think we should be talking about? So someone who listens to this show, this radio broadcast, can say, wow, I'm glad I listened because I learned X, Y, or Z. What other things should we be asking these ladies?
Well, actually, I would ask them, what are some of the other key things that people come to you for? And what are some of the key concerns that they come to you for that have practical things that they can do to help make it different?
I think a lot of women feel that, I actually think with perimenopause and menopause, there's like a depression that happens, but it's not clinical, that there's a sadness also that they reflect back on their life and think, I only maybe have 30 more years to be here. And have I done everything that I've wanted to do? Have I lived the way I've wanted to live? So that's very different conversation also than all the physical things that are happening. So we really do address that in our book. So when women come to us, yes, they may present with, I've gained weight, you know, I have these physical symptoms, but ultimately it's the whole person, right? So it's not only reflecting on what things can I do for my sleep and eating and everything else we've discussed, but also how can I reflect on who I am now and who I want to be? We say, make decisions at this age now for your 70 or 80 year old self. And it's easier said than done. We need to support each other. Women need to get together and really support each other in having healthier, happier lives this last chapter.
And what Julie said about support, I think, is so powerful. Before we started doing this, my MBA marketing mind said, I want to talk to women. So I interviewed hundreds of women and asked them, what do they want to know? Sure enough, they do know about hormones and weight gain and sleep, all of those things. But the number one thing every woman said they were looking for was community. for other women to be in community, to sit with. Women want to be seen. They want to feel supported. So community is such a huge part of this movement.
And that's why we do Menopalooza. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are producing all of these events, because it's magical to see women get in the room together and really educate themselves. It's fantastic.
I love that. I love that. And I know we've known for a while that connection is such a big part of health, but the way you're describing it, it touches my heart deeply, because I can relate and I have friends that I know can relate as well. So thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I would say to this whole dialogue, I love the communication as well. Many of the folks know, they've seen me out on the road. I was just in Strong Tower Radio Country. So it's one of our affiliates that carry the show up in Michigan, speaking and for community groups up there. And I was sharing a similar message. I wasn't speaking about menopause or perimenopause, but I was talking about health in general and telling people how much I just love to see people coming together in community. There is so much research. We're talking, for example, about high blood pressure, how people that have more social connections have better blood pressure readings. I was talking with them about health behaviors and how when we come together, join together with other people, share our decisions that we're making, it increases our likelihood of success. So I think we're all on the same page. And the challenge is, Dr. Bacovoy, you probably see this too. We're in a culture that really talks a lot about content and information. And we often miss the social support dimension. And I'm really glad that on this show, as we're talking about this, it's been a very personal show, personal dialogue, talking about your story, Julie, your story, Pam. And some folks might be saying, well, you know, give us more information, give us more information. But I really hear you guys saying, hey, we're saying we want to be part of your journey and we're willing to come out. We're willing to have you connect with our online community. So I'm really resonating with the dialogue as well.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. To me, it's like, this is so practical and it makes me realize that there's so many practical ways to share your information, even if you can't come in person, but you've got the online, you've got this movie that's coming out, the book, and I can just see this being used. In Indian country, we do these learning circles. I think this would be a wonderful thing as a part of a learning circle.
So let's come back to the nutrition topic, because this gets a lot of interest. And freely disclosed, I was on the road recently, as recent as a few days ago, and I actually did have at least one question come up about menopause. And we were speaking a little bit about soy and soy phytoestrogens. So I don't know if that's something you discuss in your book, what kind of position you take about those, but just kind of curious, is that something that women should be mindful of, either, well, maybe thinking about including it in their diet or avoiding it? Any thoughts on that?
There's a lot of great research coming out about phytoestrogens as a way to manage the hormonal symptoms. So I'll be honest, we're not experts in this, but there are people who are creating diet plans based around increasing phytoestrogens in your diet to help alleviate symptoms. And the research that's come out is actually fascinating. So we recommend including foods higher in phytoestrogens during perimenopause and menopause, just as long as you're eating from a clean resource.
Exactly, exactly. There are a couple of companies that we work with, actually, that have really miraculous products that are certified, et cetera, that are, as Pam said, very well researched with a lot of documentation that support women. But again, if you're going to eat soy, it needs to be from a clean source.
So let's talk about the term phytoestrogen. Phyto, of course, refers to plant. And estrogen, I think most everyone understands this is a hormonal compound, but this is not identical to the estrogen made by the body, but interacts with the same receptors. So I've heard a lot of guys, they're getting worried, oh, there's phytoestrogens in these foods. Well, if my wife or girlfriend or significant other is eating this stuff, I better stay away from it. But I'll just tell you what I tell guys. I say, if you're worried about phytoestrogens, you better be worried about all these xenoestrogens in our diet, all these toxins and stuff that are out there. You don't need to be worried about these things in plants. I don't, do you ladies have a different take on that than what I've been sharing?
No, that's 100%.
Yep, we totally agree with that.
Very, very.
We do talk about xenoestrogens in the book because people are not aware that these are in our environment and they mimic estrogen and they can cause problems if you're not eating clean and living a cleaner lifestyle.
Yes.
Well, I love what you guys are doing, but we got to step away just briefly. Joni, one more time, if folks are wanting to connect with Pam and Julie, how's the best way to connect with them?
So the best way, again, is through their email, either their website or their email. And that is at midlifeupgrade.com is the website. And then the care@midlifeupgrade.com is the email if they want to contact them.
Okay, we're going to just step away briefly. Final segment coming up. Don't miss it. I'm Dr. DeRose. With me, Dr. Joni Bacavoy, Julie Fedeli, and Pam DeRose also staying by. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to our final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Dr. David DeRose with my co-host, Dr. Joni Bacavoy. We've got two women's health advocates in our virtual studio with us, one bearing the same name as mine for her last name. Pam DeRose is married to my youngest brother, Jim, and Julie Fedeli, her business partner and colleague, co-authors of the book Midlife Upgrade. You can learn all about it at midlifeupgrade.com. Joni, I know one thing captured your attention, perhaps more than any other, at least at the break. And I know you've done a lot with nutrition education in Indian country. And you were inspired by something about my sister-in-law.
Yes. So I was very inspired that she's a whole plant-based chef. Could you tell me a little bit about that, Pam?
On my health journey, I became very interested in learning more about how I could eat clean, and I was raising a daughter who I wanted her to grow up with healthy eating habits. So I did some coursework and learned about raw food cuisine and vegan cuisine. And one of the things I really enjoy doing is taking quote unquote unhealthy food and making it healthy. So I enjoy eating clean, and I think as we age, eating a whole food plant-based diet or incorporating those foods into your diet becomes so critical. And Julie earlier had mentioned, do something today that your future self is going to thank you for. Eating a plate with lots of different colors on it and whole foods, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits is one of the best things you can do for your future self.
Thank you. That sounds really intriguing because I know one of the things that I always have a challenge with is when I work with people and it affects their diet. Oh, it's hard to change. But the fact that you're a chef and you even mentioned about taking foods like common things that people love and then making it better, making it healthier, that really intrigues me. And I was wondering, are your recipes online anywhere or is there anything that you're using that you can share with other ladies?
We put new recipes out in our newsletter. So if you're interested in getting some healthy recipes, definitely sign up for our newsletter at midlifeupgrade.com. And we are continuing to develop recipes like David was talking about, phytoestrogens. So we are creating recipes that are specifically for a midlife diet.
Wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. And that actually is very exciting to me because as ladies want to change things, it's hard. There's so much stuff online. And to actually have you as a resource and providing that kind of information, I think is really, really helpful. Thank you.
Julie, one of the things that many individuals are challenged with, and whether we're dealing with the topic at hand today or whether we're talking about something else, many folks are finding it difficult to connect with the professionals that understand what they're going through. And I understand you ladies have been developing a network of professionals throughout the country. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. And we need more professionals. I'm sure you know, David, that there is not a lot of menopause or midlife education in medical school. Sounds like you had some, though. And we also have in our book a list of questions to ask your practitioner. So for people who actually have health insurance, we suggest that you request a half-hour visit as opposed to a 15-minute visit. That really a woman probably needs a two-hour visit, but if you can go very well prepared with some questions about what's happening for you, that your practitioner provider may be able to help. And so we do have telehealth providers that we love that can work with women at a reasonable cost. And we are connected with providers, practitioners, osteopaths, nurse practitioners. It's not just OBGYNs that have actually studied menopause in depth, have an enormous amount of compassion for women. Our women have experienced perimenopause and menopause themselves. So they are fantastic people to do work for women.
So does someone just go online to your website? Do they contact you? I mean, we have listeners from Alaska to Florida, California, the whole country. Is that what they do? Just contact you or look for some kind of online list?
Probably best way is to email us at care@midlifeupgrade.com. If you're looking for some specific help, we'll help you find somebody in your area.
So one of the unique symptoms that I heard one of you bring up and that I've had several of my friends have issues with is the shoulder issue. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because my friends, three of them actually, they went to orthopedic doctors. Tell me a little bit about it and tell me who to be talking to about that.
Right. Well, there are estrogen receptors in the synovial fluid of the shoulder. And do you have suggestions about what women should do for that, Pam?
Talk to your provider about it. You know, that's one of the things along with the list of questions is to go in with your list of symptoms because most likely they're all connected to one thing that you probably don't know that's happening to you.
Right. A woman came up to me and said, you know, my mother had frozen shoulder and she actually had two shoulder replacements that I feel were completely unnecessary. So this is where there are treatments available that are more natural for women to use that actually can provide relief. And so, again, we would be happy to discuss that with a woman if they would like to contact us and make recommendations.
Now, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, but I'm listening to the dialogue. Are you telling me you've met ladies who had orthopedic issues that look like surgical issues, and then they addressed their menopausal symptoms and the orthopedic issue vanished?
More common than you know.
Right, because the orthopedic surgeon is not aware that perimenopause and menopause actually, there's not enough knowledge, right? So if a woman is suffering in her shoulders and she goes to see her orthopedic surgeon, okay, well, let's see. But there are women who have actually addressed it without surgery, actually. And actually, the frozen shoulder eventually disappears as a woman begins to go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to take care of the bones and the joints also, right? So it's not like it disappears and you can forget that you actually need to attend to your physical body.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So you got me an assignment here. So I'm going to have to do a little bit more research in this myself. It's not been on my radar screen. One of the things that you talked about, ladies, was this issue with heart palpitations, you know, heart rhythm issues. Again, we know you're not medical professionals. Are you finding women getting help in this area as well without traditional maybe cardiac attention? And we're not saying don't see the cardiologist if you're having rhythm issues, but help us through that one.
I mean, I would put this down on your list of if you're having symptoms, add this to the list. Because the other thing I want to mention, a lot of women tend to think breast cancer is the killer of women in this country. The number one killer is heart disease. So tracking your symptoms, hot flashes, which is a huge symptom of perimenopause and menopause, can also be a symptom of a heart issue. So we encourage every woman, if you're having a heart palpitation or hot flashes, you may not have to go to a cardiologist, but we advise you, please get checked out by your practitioner because it'd be a bigger issue at hand. Metabolic issues are a big problem in midlife, because as our physiology changes, our metabolism changes. So that's why going back to some of the self-care, eating clean, drinking water, getting rest, all of these things are necessary to protect your health metabolically as well.
So we have a dictum in the medical community. The first step in treatment is diagnosis. So by no means do we want to give a message in this program that if a woman's having heart rhythm issues, it's menopause or perimenopause. I know I don't hear you ladies doing that. And I definitely don't want anyone to think that I'm doing that. We definitely want to underscore your message, Pam, seeing a provider if you're having heart issues, get things thoroughly checked out. But if you are thoroughly checked out, the doctor says, well, this seems to be a benign heart rhythm problem. They don't feel that any treatment is necessary, but this is bothering you. Sometimes they'll put people on medications. But I've noticed a lot of people seem to respond to magnesium supplementation.
Definitely. Definitely. There are a few supplements that we find are really helpful for midlife women. Vitamin D, you know, no brainer. Magnesium. And magnesium also helps with sleep. Magnesium L-threonate and...
yeah, magnesium glycinate.
Magnesium glycinate.
And also just a general magnesium, a combination of different magnesium. So both of us take magnesium at night. Mm-hmm. I take 3 and 8 during the day. Mm-hmm. As Pam said, vitamin D is very important. Again, we're not physicians,
no.
But we do know. We also make those very simple recommendations in our books. Get your B vitamins checked. And so there are simple things women can do, again, to really take care of themselves.
Wow, a lot of great information, huh, Joni? We do have to wind up. Any final remarks from your perspective, Dr. Bacavoy?
No, I just think this has been very, very helpful. And they gave me things that I can now share with others. So I really appreciate it. And more important is their website. And I know as they create this course, which I'm looking forward to, I think, again, I'm going to be sending people to their website to be able to access these great resources.
So Julie and Pam, again, what's that website?
MidlifeUpgrade.com. And if you want to email us directly, care@midlifeupgrade.com.
Pam and Julie, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we loved being here. Thank you so, so much.
Dr. Bacavoy, thank you so much for adding so much to the dialogue.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. What an exciting show. This is wonderful.
Well, that's all the time we've got today. Thank you, especially for each one of you who've joined us on today's edition of the broadcast. As always, I'm Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.